This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. More than a week after testing positive for the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump described himself Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. Speaking in a telephone interview on Fox News Channel on Sunday morning, he said, "I beat this crazy, horrible China virus. It seems like I'm immune." Mr. Trump said he had a, quote, protective glow after being treated with several medications during a four-day hospital stay and after returning to the White House last week. But he did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus that has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States and infected more than 7.7 million Americans. A short time after the television interview, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that he had received, quote, a total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday. He added erroneously, "That means I can't get it, immune, and can't give it. Very nice to know." Twitter later said the tweet violated the Twitter rules about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said Saturday night that the president meets current Centers for Disease Control and Prevention standards, quote, for the safe discontinuation of isolation. The doctor said by currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk to others. Conley also said there is no longer evidence of actively replicating virus. But it's still not known when Mr. Trump last tested negative before his positive test was revealed October 2nd. That information would indicate how long the president was contagious and what events he attended during that period. Mr. Trump held a political rally at the White House on Saturday and has more planned for next week. You're listening to VOA News. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported early Sunday there are more than 37.2 million global COVID-19 cases in the world now and more than a million deaths. The U.S. has led the world in caseload with more than 7.7 million so far. Public health experts, however, expect India's COVID cases to pass the U.S. count. India reported a total of more than 7 million cases on Sunday. Brazil passed a grim milestone Saturday, reporting more than 150,000 deaths from COVID-19. According to the Brazilian Health Ministry, only the U.S. death toll of more than 214,000 surpasses Brazil's, according to Johns Hopkins University. Azerbaijan says Armenian forces shelled the city of Ganja overnight. The Azerbaijani Foreign Affairs Ministry described the fighting on Twitter, saying the attack killed 7 civilians and injured 39 others, including children. The defense ministry in Nagorno-Karabakh said the charge of Armenian forces had shelled Ganja was an absolute lie. The incident has not been independently confirmed. A ceasefire between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces went into effect Saturday at noon local time. It was meant to halt, at least temporarily, the deadly hostilities over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region claimed by both countries. The truce is intended to allow both sides to exchange prisoners and recover the dead. Dozens of protesters in Belarus were arrested Sunday during the 10th straight weekend of demonstrations against longtime authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. Since the president claimed victory in a disputed August 9th election, protesters have regularly taken to the streets demanding his resignation and the release of political prisoners. Video from the latest demonstration shows security forces using water cannon and batons to disperse crowds. Minsk police said they detained several dozen people. The clashes follow an unusual meeting between Lukashenko and jailed opposition leaders on Saturday. His office said the goal of the president was to hear everyone's opinion. Lukashenko's main opposition candidate in the election, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, is now based in Lithuania after fleeing Belarus for her safety. At least 18 people were killed when a tour bus collided with a train early Sunday in central Thailand. Authorities say the bus was crossing a railway track when the train struck the vehicle near a railway station some 63 kilometers east of the Thai capital, Bangkok. Reports say the train was taking some 60 factory workers to a Buddhist temple at the time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.